The modern workplace can be complicated. Some roles are changing quickly because of automation. Many of us use mobile devices and/or work from home, and both of these habits blur the line between work and home. This versatility around how and where we work has many advantages, but it also makes it wise to consider workplace boundaries and some of the consequences of the work-life merge. I'm a fan of Dr. Adam Grant, another IO psychologist or work psychologist, who is an American University psychology professor and host of a terrific podcast that's sponsored by TED, the organizers of all those famous YouTube videos. In a recent episode of his podcast, he describes people who like to blend work and life as integrators. In contrast, segmenters like to keep their work and personal life separate. Segmenters believe that blending work and personal matters is distracting, uncomfortable, and inappropriate. One way to identify a real segmenter is to notice if they have separate keychains for work and home keys. Another, more extreme signal is that real segmenters avoid having photos of their family in their office. In general, segmenters report better well-being than integrators do. In the modern workplace, with 24/7 access to email and remote access to shared drives at work, it's becoming harder to be a segmenter since so many workplaces expect ongoing access to employees. Segmenters are swimming against the current since blending or integrating work and life is becoming the norm and the default. In the past, the natural tendencies of segmenters were probably enough to keep work and life in their preferred compartments. It was easier to separate work from one's personal life. Now, in the modern workplace, segmenters need to be much more intentional about their workplace boundaries if they want things to remain in their proper places. Why should employers care? Why are workplace boundaries important? Can't integrators and segmenters just do what makes sense for them? Well, recent research shows that there comes a point where employees' preferences start to affect their overall productivity. A business's productivity affects its bottom line, so it's more impactful than a discussion of whether someone is an integrator or a segmenter. According to research that Dr. Grant cited, there are our workplace boundaries are affected by physical proximity and time, physical proximity issues. Apparently, if you use an electronic device during a class or a meeting, you learn and contribute less, and so do the people sitting near you. Just having your smartphone on your desk reduces your own working memory by 10%, even if your phone is in airplane mode. It also makes you perform 5% worse on an intelligence test.